BBC News with Eileen McHugh. There's been an angry reaction from Russia over the rejection of its appeal against a ban on its athletes for state-sponsored doping at next month's Paralympics in Rio. The Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said it was cynical and politically motivated. The Court for Arbitration in Sport upheld the ban because it said Russia had presented no evidence to contradict the allegations. The Turkish authorities have told people in the southern town of Karkamush to leave after it was hit by shell fire from Islamic State militants in neighbouring Syria. Karkamush lies just across the border from Jarablus, an IS-held town which Turkish-backed rebels are expected to try to capture soon. A United States defense official says that U.S. attack helicopters are being used to target Islamic State fighters in Libya. A spokesman for the U.S. military's Africa Command said the use of the Super Cobra helicopters provided more flexibility and precision in the U.S. military's airstrike capability in the battle to retake the city of Sirte from IS. The Sudanese government has announced that it's hosting the former vice president of South Sudan, Riek Machar, who was sacked last month. A spokesman in Khartoum said Mr. Machar had been accepted on humanitarian grounds and given urgent medical attention. Government ministers in Venezuela have been given 48 hours to sack senior public sector workers who signed a petition against President Nicolas Maduro earlier this year. The petition called for a referendum to oust the president. And Israeli police have warned Scottish football fans they won't tolerate any attempt to fly Palestinian flags in their Champions League match tonight against the Israeli club Hapoel Beersheva. There's been no sign of any such flags so far as the game has got underway. At last week's first leg in Glasgow, Celtic fans unfurled more than 100 Palestinian flags. BBC News.